Okay, let me just reiterate the announcement. On June 16, we have our leadership training. It's for free. So everyone is welcome. That is at 2 p.m. That is on June 16. And on June 23 for the couples. Okay, happy wife, happy life. The registration fee is 400 pesos per couple, and it comes with a book. And I hope that all of you, all the couples, will be here. We have a guest speaker by the name Chinky Tan. I think perhaps some of you are familiar with him. So happy wife, happy life. Hindi lang naman para sa babae yon. Kasi baka sabihin ng lalaki, di ba, parang lugi yata kami doon ah, sa mga husband. Para daw, for both naman yan, for the couples naman yan. Kaya every couple is invited. For the singles po, kapag ka po isa lang kayo, sabi ni Chinky Tan sa akin, para po hindi na tayo mahirapan mag-compute, magsama na lang kayo ng isa kasi 400 pa rin yung bayad doon. Kasi pang talagang dalawang tao na yung 400 pesos. And maghiraman na lang daw kayo ng book kung single pa lang kayo. So everybody is welcome on June 23. Now we will continue in our sermon series entitled Triumph Through Trials based on the book of James. We are now on actually the last part of James. But before we dive into our passage this morning, let me show you a picture. What do you see with this? Something is wrong with this picture, right? Do you think both drivers here practice patience lining up at the toll booth? Okay. Did you know that when we do not practice patience, that is our picture before the Lord? The same picture when we do not practice patience. When we look at the perspective of eternity, we will see the same picture. We might say, oh, it's just a petty thing. Dapat nagbigayan na lang. Kesa naman ganyan pa yung nangyari. And the same is true in our life. We should exercise, we should practice patience. But here's the reality. Do you enjoy a long wait? I myself, I don't like to wait. I don't like it when I have to stand in line at the grocery store when you are about to pay. Diba? Pagka malapit ka na magbayad, tingin ka ng tingin, matatapos na ba yung nasa harapan? Gusto mo kasi ikaw na agad. Or even at the bank, we don't like to wait. I don't like being at a stoplight. I don't like it when I pull into a gas station and all the pumps are occupied that I have to wait before they can serve me. I hate to wait for my number to be called when I am in a, especially when I'm about to pay bills, telecoms bills. Right? They have number system. You have to wait for your number to be called. So how about you? How patient are you? How patient are you? And we're just talking about circumstances. What about towards people who cause you trouble? Are you patient towards people who annoyed you? Who keeps on annoying you? How patient are you? As believers in Christ, calling for us is to practice patience. Because a Christian must patiently endure hardships, that pertains to our circumstances, and heartaches towards people until when? Until Christ's return. So we must practice patience. Let's look at James chapter 5, verses 7 to 11. May I invite all of you to please stand in reverence to the reading of God's word. Please open your Bibles to James chapter 5, verses 7 to 11. Here's what the word of God says. Be patient, therefore, brothers and sisters, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, being patient about it until it receives the early and the late rains. You also be patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. Do not grumble against one another, brothers and sisters, so that you may not be judged. Behold, the judge is standing at the door. As an example of suffering and patience, brothers, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. Behold, we consider those blessed who remain steadfast. You have heard of the steadfastness of Job, and you have seen the purpose of the Lord, how the Lord is compassionate and merciful. May God be praised for the reading of His word. Let us pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, once again, Lord, we have a difficult passage for us to apply. Indeed, Lord, human as we are, Lord, it is inherent to us not to be, we are not patient, Lord God. So, Father, I pray through the Holy Spirit, because that is the fruit of the Holy Spirit, Lord, patience. So, Father, help us as a disciple of Jesus, as believers, Lord, help us, empower us to really practice patience. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen. Please be seated. Before we go to our passage, let us again establish the context. Remember, in James chapter 5, this is where we end last week. In James chapter 5, verses 1 to 6, we're talking about the selfish rich people. Those people who oppress the poor. Because James said, they are the poor, they are defrauding the poor by withholding tawag nga natin ngayon, di ba, yung sweldo nila. Minsan kinukulangan nila o hindi sila nagbibigay ng tamang sweldo for their employees. So, here's what James said to them. Be patient, my dear brothers. Sa atin, hindi ganyan, di ba? Saan tayo pupunta agad? Labor. Di ba? Punta agad tayo doon sa labor, magrarally agad. But the Bible says, be patient towards our circumstances and even towards people. That is the command for us, my dear brothers and sisters, to be patient, to practice patience. Because if you will just notice in our passage, at least four times, okay, if you will just observe, four times James mentioned the word patience. And not only the word patience, because twice he mentioned the word steadfast. From verses 5 to 11. What is the connection between these two words, being patient and steadfast? The word patient in the original language, it means to bear up under provocation without complaint. What does it mean? To endure difficulty without complaint. Bagsak na kagad ako dyan. Dahil unang-una na po sasabihin ng asawa ko, ako yung unang-unang mahilig na mahilig magreklamo. I love to complain about life. And the word steadfast there, it means to stay one's ground, to hold out, to endure. That's why we say a Christian must patiently endure hardships and heartaches until Christ's return. So at least the idea of being patient six times in this passage. That's the big idea of this passage. So a Christian must patiently endure hardships and heartaches until Christ's return. If you remember in our very first sermon in this series, James already is talking about being patient, being steadfast. Remember in James chapter 1, verses 2 to 3, this is what he said, "Count it all joy, my brothers and sisters, when you meet trials of various kinds. For you know that the testing of your faith, it produces steadfastness, patience. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing." Meaning, it's your character. Being patient, we're talking about character. Now, you might be asking, okay, until when I will be patient towards my circumstances, towards these people? Until when? The Word of God says, until. Until when? Madali, mahirap. Sabihin natin, hindi, Pastor, may hangganan yan eh. No, the Bible says, until. That word, the word until, it gives you time. How long? Until the coming of the Lord. Even if your seatmate annoys you, you must be patient towards him or her until the coming of the Lord. Let me tell you, this is not an easy task. This is a very hard command to follow without the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Because remember, patience is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. Human as we are, we say that we have a short fuse. Madali daw pumutok yung fuse natin. Okay? But the scripture says, we can do this as a believer. Because look at what the Apostle Paul said in the book of Galatians. He said, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. And those who belong to Christ, Jesus, have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. So patience is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. This is not our fruit. It's the fruit of the Holy Spirit. So we need to be under the control of the Holy Spirit in order for us to practice patience. Now, it all starts by having a relationship with God. My friend, if this is your first time here, it will be, let me tell you, it's hard to practice patience without the Holy Spirit in your life. And in order for you to have the Holy Spirit in your life, it starts by having a right relationship with God. The Bible says, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Meaning, you and I, we are all sinners and we are condemned to die because we are sinners. Because the Bible says, for the wages of sin is death. And the word death, we're talking about spiritual death. It means eternal separation from the presence of God. In other words, hell. Without Jesus in our life, we will go to hell. But here's the good news. Yes, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. So my friend, here's the good news. You need to believe in Jesus. To believe means to put your confidence in Jesus and on the finished work of our Lord Jesus Christ, not on your works. Because again, the Bible says, for by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God. Salvation is a gift of God, not a result of works, the Bible says, so that no one may boast. So to believe in Jesus means to put our confidence in Him and Him alone. My friend, today is the day of salvation, and I don't want you to miss this opportunity. This is the day of salvation. If you want to profess your faith on the finished work of our Lord Jesus Christ, I can lead you in a prayer. My prayer, this prayer will not save you. Jesus alone can save you. You have to pray this from the bottom of your heart. Shall we all bow down our heads and let us pray? My friend, if you like to pray this prayer, you may do so. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner. I affirm and acknowledge that it is only through you that I can be saved. There is no other way that I can be saved, but only by grace through faith in you. So Lord, I put my trust in you. I ask for your forgiveness for all my sins. I turn away from my sins and I turn to you because you alone can give me eternal life. I believe in you. I receive you as my Savior and Lord. From now on, be the Lord of my life. Take control of my life. Thank you for the gift of eternal life. In your name, I pray. Amen. My friend, if you truly prayed that prayer, the challenge for you today is to keep on knowing the Lord. To keep on knowing the Lord, attend a Bible study. You may approach me after the service or one of our ushers, and we are more than willing to help you, to walk alongside with you in this journey of faith. Now, for us who are already saved, the call for us is to practice patience because as a believer, we have the Holy Spirit. So we can practice the fruit of the Holy Spirit in our life. That is patience. Now, let's see the manner as to how we will practice patience. Look at what James said. See how the farmer waits, okay, for the precious fruit of the earth, being patient about it, until it receives the early and the late rains. The key word here is the word wait, because we don't want to wait. That's why we're not patient. During their time, the farmer waits for the early rain in the Palestinian context. That is around October or November. Why they need to wait for that early rain? Because the seed, because it helps the seed to germinate during that time. And then the later rain, that is around April and May, it will help them when it comes to their harvest. So they really need to patiently wait for the early rain before they plant, and then the late rain before they harvest. Okay? Take note, it says there until. They wait until the early and the late rain. So is true for us. My dear brothers and sisters, we need to be patient until the coming of the Lord, because definitely the Lord will come again. He will come again and He will avenge us. Just like the poor people here who are being oppressed by the selfish rich people, what James is saying to them is, be patient until the coming, because the Lord will definitely avenge you. Nothing is hidden in the eyes of the Lord. I like what Richardson has said about this. He said, for the farmer, the final result of his faithful labor and God's gracious gifts of sun and rain was worth the wait. It was worth the wait for the farmer. And then he said, this is what I like us to ponder. How much more, my brothers and sisters, how much more then is our waiting for the Lord? Let's wait. Let's patiently wait for God. For many of us, like me, waiting is not an option. Why? Because we are living in an instant world. Almost everything is instant. You need cash? You can get cash through ATM. If you are hungry, there's instant noodles. There's such thing as instant coffee. Not only just instant, that not only the 3-in-1, there's also instant brewed coffee. There is this thing called drip coffee. Do you know that? You can just buy it and ask for a hot water and you have a brewed coffee. Instant. You know, don't need a coffee maker. Everything is instant nowadays. That's why it's hard for us to wait. When it comes to dealing with people, we want justice immediately. When you got hurt, you want to get even immediately. You don't want to wait for God to avenge you. But the Bible says, be patient until the coming of the Lord. We need to focus our attention not on people, not on our circumstances, but on the coming of the Lord. Let me share this to you, because I have a struggle with this about being patient. I am the kind of person that once I have a task, I want to finish it immediately. Okay, because I have issue when it comes to being patient. Last Tuesday, my wife and I went to Binyan Doctors for her cataract removal procedure. So we went to the first procedure, filled up paperwork, especially PhilHealth. Wala naman taga PhilHealth dito, di ba? Baka po meron eh, di ba? Thank you naman sa PhilHealth. Kami naman po ay nagpapasalamat sa PhilHealth. Okay? That's the first thing, okay? After the approval of PhilHealth at their first floor, then we were assisted going to the second floor, going to the eye clinic, and then there, we signed up another form for PhilHealth. Now we have two papers for the same agency, PhilHealth, okay? So we signed up there. After that, my wife were assisted to the operating room, and then the nurse there advised me to go to the PhilHealth office and submit those two papers, okay? On the same floor, second floor. And then, okay, I went to the PhilHealth office, submitted everything, and then all of a sudden, okay, the person there told me, sir, you need again to fill up this form, another form, for the third time, okay? PhilHealth form and have it signed by the patient. Sabi ko, nasa OR na eh. Wala pa naman po yung doktor dun eh. Papirmahan nyo po muna. Ganon. Diba, first floor, PhilHealth form. Second floor, meron nang ibinigay ulit. Another one, PhilHealth. Malapit nang pumutok yung fuse ko eh, diba? Sabihin ko sana, hindi na sa umpisa pa lang. Diba dapat isa lang yan, isang agency lang yan. So, three forms for PhilHealth. Balik ulit ako sa OR. Diba, nakita ko yung wife ko, nandun pa naman. Oh, fill up mo muna ito, pirmahan mo. And then saka lang tinanggap ng PhilHealth. During those time, I'm just trying to reflect, Lord, what are you teaching me? I am teaching you to be patient. When it comes to your circumstances, when it comes to people around you, you must be patient, Erwin. Until when, Lord? Until Christ return. Because before I went into the full-time ministry, I'm into computer programming. So alam niyo naman yan, sa mga inasa IT po, gusto natin mapabilis lahat. Pero bakit ganun yung PhilHealth, di ba? Parang pinabagal nyo lang. Pwede namang isang form lang yan. Everything nandun na. Na-approve na nga sa babae. Tatlong form. Diba? I'm really contemplating on that. Bakit kaya ganito to? Parang gusto ko tuloy pumunta ng PhilHealth eh. Diba? Bigyan ng, as their consultant, gusto mo ayusin natin yung system nyo. Para pumapabilis lang po natin yan. Huwag na natin pahirapan yung taong bayan dyan sa PhilHealth. But we are thankful for PhilHealth because malaki-laki din naman po yung naibigay sa amin. Yun na lang po yung ano dun eh, bonus sa amin. Naging consolation sa akin. At least, Lord, okay, pumalpak man ako sa pagiging patience, at least, Lord, meron ka pa rin ibinigay na blessing through PhilHealth. Therefore, church, we need to practice patience and we just don't need to focus on our circumstances or even on people, but rather we just focus on our Lord Jesus Christ. We must look up to Christ's return. If you have circumstances or someone annoys you right now, look up to Christ's return. And as we look up to Christ's return, let's see the content, okay, of the command of being patient. Look at what James said. First, he said, establish your hearts. And he said, you must be patient, establish your hearts. That is how we can be patient, by establishing our hearts. To establish means to be inwardly firm, to be strengthened from within. The idea is that when we are steady from within, then we will not give in to temptation. Right? Not to be patient. Because if we are steady from within, if we are being strengthened from within, then we can be patient towards other people. Remember, James, he's talking to people who are going through difficulties. And these people, here's what he advised. Be established from within. What does it mean? To establish our hearts, to be strengthened from within, what does it mean? The Apostle Paul said in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, he said, finally, be strong in the Lord and in His might. That is what it means to establish our hearts, to strengthen from within. It is through the Lord. So it is very important for us to have an alone time with God. So here's the question. How's your devotion with God? There's only one way for you to establish your hearts, to be strengthened from within. And that is through your communication with God, through your intimacy with God. That is one of the disciplines, spiritual disciplines, that we must practice. To have time with God. We need to pause. We need to take a pause and be with the Lord. Because that is the only moment that we can be strengthened from within. Para po pag dumating yung mga circumstances na yan, we can really practice patience. If we are not strengthened from within, tendency is we will give in to temptation. Makikita nyo naman yan eh, yung result. So it's very, very important for us to have an alone time with God. Because look at the promise. To those who establish their hearts, to those who are being strengthened from within, to those who really take care of their intimacy with the Lord, their alone time with God, look at the promise of the Scripture. In Isaiah, it says there, you keep him in perfect peace. Those who really establish their hearts in the Lord will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. That is the promise of the Word of God. You will have this peace inside you. Even if people annoys you, you still have that peace, then you can practice patience. So take care of your alone time with the Lord. Now, why do we need to establish our hearts in the Lord? It says, James said, for the coming, because the coming of the Lord is at hand. At least three times, James mentioned this phrase, the coming of the Lord. First, verse 7, until the coming of the Lord. Then, verse 8, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. And then, verse 9, he said, behold, the judge is standing at the door. The same idea, the coming of the Lord. Jesus is coming soon. Let me tell you, my dear brothers and sisters, he will come any given day, any moment. It could happen right this very hour, right this very minute, or later. But the truth is, he is coming soon. The scripture says he is already standing at the door. Look at the picture, standing at the door. All he needs to do is just open the door, and he's here. That is how close we are when we're talking about the coming of the Lord. He is coming very, very, very soon. Now, perhaps you're thinking, what holding him back, if you may call it holding him back? Look at what Peter said. What's holding him back from coming immediately right now? Okay, look at what 2 Peter said. The Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slow. This is pertaining to the coming of the Lord. But, look at that. What does the Word of God says? But he is patient towards you. Our Lord Jesus Christ, he is patient towards us. He wants us, all of us, to repent of our sin. He is so patient. Therefore, being a disciple of Jesus, we must also be patient by establishing our hearts. So be consistent with your quiet time. Not only by establishing our hearts, we must practice patience by not grumbling towards one another. The word grumble there, it means to complain. To complain about our situation. And last week at Heartline 702 DCAS, we discussed about the book of Numbers. And we all know the story there. The first generation, the Moses generation, they keep on complaining. They keep on grumbling against the Lord and even against Moses. And we all know what happened to them. Okay? Now, we call those people, those who keep on complaining, those who are grumbling, we call them the reclamites. We call them the Angalites. Okay? And it is not only true during the time of Israel, it is also true here in the church era. There are Christians who are reclamites and Angalites, and I am one of them. I keep on complaining to God. And I'm sure perhaps some of you are also part of the reclamites and the Angalites of what is happening to you towards these people. But the Bible says, be patient. How? Don't be snappish about people. Snappish means grumpy. Don't be grumpy. Don't complain. Because you know what? When we lose our temper towards other people, when we complain, the tendency is definitely we will look at the weakness of that people and we will keep on complaining about that person. That's the reality. If you lose your temper towards certain people, you will just zero in on his or her weaknesses. The tendency, you will just keep on complaining. You'll just keep on grumbling. Take note, it says here, do not grumble against one another, brothers. He's talking to the church, the believers, towards one another. This is true inside the church. If it is true inside the church, then this is also true in the workplace, in your office, in your school, even inside our home. We tend to complain about our wife, about our children, about our husband. Keep on complaining. But the Bible says, be patient. How? By not grumbling towards one another. Why? Again, what is the purpose? So that you may not be judged. Behold, the judge is standing at the door. Remember, all of us will face judgment, even believers. We call it the judgment seat of Christ, and you can see that in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. While for the unbelievers, it is called the white throne judgment. You can see that in the book of Revelation. Okay? For the believers, it's a recognition day, the judgment seat of Christ. So if we will be patient here, then the Lord will recognize us. We all want to hear from the Lord, well done, good and faithful servant. We all want to be recognized. So if we will not be patient, then as we face the judgment seat, we will not be recognized. Yes, we're there, we're saved, according to the Apostle Paul, but you will suffer loss. That is for eternity. But the truth is, like in school, we want to be recognized. If you want to be recognized, I'm not saying that salvation is by works. We're talking about believers. We're already saved. But if we practice this, being patient, not grumbling towards one another, not complaining, then we will be recognized on the day of the Lord, what we call the judgment seat of Christ. Let me tell you a story of my friends, and I ask permission from them to share this to you. They live in Mabuhay, Cabuyao, Laguna. Are you familiar with Mabuhay, Cabuyao, Laguna? Okay. And there, they just have small roads. Okay. The problem is, one of their neighbors, their van, they park it behind their car. And because they just have small roads, di ba? So it's hard for them to maneuver. Okay. Doon kasi mahilig mag-park eh. Di ba? Doon sa binablock yung driveway. Kung kayo yun, anong gagawin nyo? And this is happening for about 2 years. Patient. We're talking about patience. For 2 years. Di ba? And sometimes, hindi nila mailabas yung kotse. Guess what? Anong sinabi nila sa akin? Kinukwento nila sa akin? Magko-commute na lang sila papunta sa trabaho. Hindi kasi mailabas talaga yung kotse. Because sometimes, wala yung driver. Pag kinatok nila yung bahay, wala doon. Basta iiwan na lang yung van niya. This happened for about 2 years. Yung husband, gusto na talagang kausapin. Pumutok na yung fuse eh, di ba? Short fuse. But the wife, sabi, isi ka lang. Let's just pray. Let's wait upon the Lord. Let's just wait. Okay? Just practice patience. Okay? 2 years. Okay? Until last week, they just told me, Pastor, nawala na yung van. Ah, bakit nawala yung van? Ano nangyari? Kasi mahina na raw yung service eh. Tinanggal na ni Lord. Binenta na lang yung van. Ayaw naman natin mangyari yun, di ba? Sa kapitbahay natin. Kaya lang yun ang ginawa ni Lord. Oh, see? Now, wala nang van. Wala nang obstacle. You can easily maneuver your car. Hindi kayo nakipag-away. Hindi mo kailangang awayin yung kapitbahay mo. Don't complain. Don't be grumpy towards people. Practice patience. Totoo yan. Real life story. Pwede naman yan. Mahirap lang. Hindi ko sinasabi madali. Mahirap lang talagang gawin. We need to practice patience. Now, what are we going to do as we practice patience? Look forward. First, look up to Christ's return. Second, look forward to the end result that the Lord shall bring out of trial with His mercy and compassion, because He is developing our character. Given these circumstances, He is developing our character. Now let's look at the last part of our passage. Look at the examples given by James towards being patient. He said, as an example of suffering and patience, brothers and sisters, take the prophets. He said, take the prophets. They are our example. Take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. He said, behold, we consider those blessed who remain steadfast. Let me just give you one prophet as an example. That is Prophet Jeremiah. Okay? Did you know in Jeremiah chapter 20 verse 2, because he is speaking the word of the Lord, he was put in stock. And what is a stock? Stock is wherein they will just, you know, they will tie your feet, your hands, and including your neck. That will give you a definitely not comfortable position. Okay? Because Jeremiah is proclaiming the word of the Lord. But he patiently endured those persecution. He was thrown into prison, Jeremiah chapter 32, and then he was even put in a dungeon, Jeremiah chapter 38. But we count him blessed in the Lord. Job. There is one book in the Bible called Job, and you can read that. Look at how Job patiently endured hardship. But towards the end, the Lord rewarded him. The Lord recognized him, his patience towards his circumstances and even people around him. He patiently endured hardship and heartaches. And the Lord rewarded him for that. What can we learn from this? Look back. Look back to the example of the prophets and Job who endured hardship successfully. So my dear brothers and sisters, let us practice patience. How are we going to do this? First, we need to look up to Christ's return. Second is to look forward to the end result because He is developing our character. And lastly, let's look back at the examples given by the Word of God, the prophets and even Job. They are our example on how to endure, how to patiently endure hardships and heartaches until Christ's return. We must practice patience. Let us come to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you for your word. Again, Lord, it's hard for us, Lord God, to practice patience because I myself, Lord, I cannot hide this from you. I myself, Lord God, I am not a patient person. So therefore, Lord, I ask for your forgiveness because sometimes, Lord, I cannot practice this truth. But Lord, I just pray that you empower me and as well as my brothers and sisters who are here in this place right now, would you please empower them to practice patience? Because the truth is, you will come again. And we want you, Lord, to recognize us as you return, Lord God, in your return. So Father, being the fruit of the Holy Spirit, one of the fruit of the Holy Spirit is patience. So Lord, help us. Work in our lives, Lord. Work in us and through us in order for us to practice patience. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.